This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, Lord, we got a lot to talk about. Boss Move by Donald Trump. Boss Move. What am I talking about on the KevinJacksonShow.com? I'm talking about Donald Trump taking an interview with Stephanopoulos. And there were people that were sending me stuff. Why is he taking all these tough questions from Stephanopoulos? What's he doing interviewing with him? They're asking him set up questions. And I'm going, because that's what leaders do. They don't care. Donald Trump isn't going to run from your, quote, tough question. What is a tough question? You're the leader of the free world. Oh, you're responsible for the pandemic. No, I'm not. First of all, China's responsible for the pandemic. If you've got a problem, blame them. But then you could also blame these Democrats for the scam that they've been running on you. Oh, well, you didn't sound the alarm bell quickly enough. Really? Well, I disagree. I believe that considering there wasn't a single case by the time I sounded the alarm bell, there wasn't a single case in the United States. I think I did sound it quickly enough. I think I did raise the level of awareness. And oh, by the way, have you seen the stats, the revised stats now that we are controlling the numbers, now that we are looking at the numbers from the CDC, and we don't have a bunch of bureaucrats playing political games with their lives? Next question. See, that's what Donald Trump does. He says, put me in the line of fire. I will interview with Bill Clinton's press secretary. I don't know what Stephanopoulos did for him, but something with the Bill Clinton administration. I will go into the negative media, CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox News, they're the same, all of them. I will do any interview, anytime, anywhere. I'm King Kong up in here. He says, bring it. And then he dares Biden to do it. You know, Captain Demento. Meanwhile, Biden's over here appearing in front of a bunch of Latinos, comes on stage. It literally took 18 seconds between the time that this Mexican singer introduces him and then for him to get to stage. And he stumbles out there looking like, you know, somebody's old great-grandpa. And then he's so fascinated by this newfangled device called a phone, a smartphone. He's holding it. He's like, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. And then he plays Despacito. I like eating my enchilitos. Despacito. Right? So he's pandering. I call it Panderpalooza. That's what it was, a Latino panderpalooza. And it just cracks me up how the left are so desperate. But let's go back to Stephanopoulos. I love this. This is one of the funniest things that he did. You guys are going to crack up. He says, our next question comes from Diane. She's the president of the Delaware Valley Young Socialist Club and is an undecided voter. I'm not kidding you. I spewed like Mount Vesuvius because I'm going Delaware, where Joe Biden is from. She's the president of the Delaware Valley Young Socialist Club, and she's an undecided voter. And she asked a question.
President Trump, listen, you are known for hating women and hating black people and loving the oppressive police. I'm just wondering, what is your stance on these things?
I mean, can you, this, it was so fun. I have no words. The Delaware Valley Young Socialist Club and an undecided voter. Thank you for that, George Stephanopoulos. Folks, are you beginning to sense victory? Are you beginning to sense the level of desperation that the Democrats have here? There's a meme going around that shows rioting and looting, and the media is focused on the social justice agenda and Black Lives Matter, and there's a dove a peace dove sitting on top of their head, and they're going, there's just no good news to report. I mean, Donald Trump holds a oppressor. He brings in Israel and two Arab countries that have now reached a peace accord with Israel. Who's it? Netanyahu's there. I don't even know who these Arab leaders are. Somebody named Akahuha and Akhmaka. They're there, and they do what is a monumental thing done by 36-year-old Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law. Not even a paid bureaucrat. This young man does what bureaucrats have been kicking the can down the road year after year. This dude comes in and negotiates peace in the Middle East between three countries, two Arab countries and Israel, and the left can't figure out what to talk about. It is insane. But they got to cover, Despacito, I need another bite of your burrito. If you don't, I will hit you in your quito. I don't know. I mean, what? This is just, it floors me. It floors me. I feel like James Brown. I need somebody to come in here and pat my head. Kev, settle down, baby. Settle down. Oh, my goodness. Donald Trump says, I don't know the number, but he said something like between 11 and 12 more Arab countries are looking to sign this peace accord with Israel. That's going to make it very difficult for Palestine, which doesn't really exist, to continue lobbing bombs over into Israel when all these guys come together and say, look, leave Israel alone. Oh, boy. I don't know how long this thing lasts. I don't know. You know, you never know with these crazy Arabs. I'm just going to be honest with you. You never know. They're like black folks here in America. You just can't predict what they're going to do. There is no sanity involved when you're dealing with them. But I'll tell you this. If the Democrats believe that their strategy is working, whoo, they got another thing coming. Donald Trump is blowing and going. And whether people are recognizing this or not, I heard somebody say, these kids don't really understand what Donald Trump's doing. It doesn't matter. There are enough people who do. They get it. They're watching true leadership. Would you want to replace somebody who spent 47, this guy's Biden, 47 years doing nothing with a guy who in 47 months has brokered peace in the Middle East, shut down Kim Jong-un, essentially neutered the Russians, neutered the Chinese in trade? I mean, I could go on. Too long for this segment because I got to end this one. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some Middle East peace and some other things that are happening in the news. Glad you tuned in to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Ooh, I would hate to be a Democrat right now. I know they think they're they always like to think they're in the driver's seat. They really do. Democrats love, even if they got to fool themselves, they love believing the hype of their party, the hype of their candidate, the hype of their legislation and all of it. And here's the deal. Let me tell you something. Here's a dirty little secret, Americans. They don't believe any of it. They believe it as they're saying it, but their body rejects it. And that's why they're so evil, because they're mad at themselves. Have you ever been mad at yourself? It is not fun. It's one thing for somebody else to be mad at you. Maybe your mom got mad at you, but you did something wrong and you know it was wrong. And I'm not talking about as a child. Maybe it was as an adult. I was going to say as a human being. As an adult. As an adult, you've done something wrong. And you know you're wrong. But it isn't. Look, here's the tendency. If you're smart, you're tougher on yourself than other people will ever be. If you're smart, that's the way you live your life. And so, now, you can't overdo it. Because from a psychological perspective, if you get too tough on yourself, you know, you'll end it. But you do know to be tough on yourself. I'll put it to you. Let me just use personal stuff because I don't like to transfer to you guys. I will tell you,
If I screwed up playing baseball or running track, I didn't run a good leg in the relay or something, I didn't need my teammates to be like, dude, man, what you do last night? Man, what you didn't do? What? I didn't need to hear a word. They didn't need to say anything to me. I was already beating myself up. And I'm not I can promise you, as God is my witness, anything that you said paled in comparison to what I was doing to myself. And that's what drives me to be better. If I don't deliver in a show, believe it or not, a couple times of this week, I was like, man, you didn't deliver it. You didn't bring it. And I get mad at myself. I don't need you to go, Kev, man, come on. Man, you phoned it in this week, man. Come on, man. I don't need to hear it. You know, even though I'm okay with it, because there's nothing you're going to tell me that I probably don't know. Now, I'm not saying I'm always in tune, and I'm happy to get the feedback, especially the good feedback. But, you know. And so we are cool with this. We are cool with understanding ourselves better. Okay. But Democrats, oh boy, they do not like it. They hate knowing that they're wrong. They do. And I've already given you the psychology of being wrong. It sucks. There's a chemical reaction that happens in your body that is no fun when you find out you're wrong. And Democrats face this every single day. They find out that, I'll give you an example. They found out Barack Obama is not a good president. He was not. And they got to reconcile that. And they're mad at you because you knew. And in whatever way they found out, they blame you for telling them. They want to shoot the messenger. They're upset. The other thing is they said Trump is a moron. And you're going, no, he's not. And then they find out you're right. And now they got to go reconcile that. So while their public persona is still the rioting and the looting and all that, they got to go home and go, yeah, I got to face the music. I was wrong. They were right. So what do I do? Well, if you're a child, you continue to rebel. And that's what they've done. So I would ask questions like this. And I've asked this question many times. Barack Obama had the presidency, the House, and the Senate for 2 years. He could have accomplished so much. And, oh, by the way, riding on the biggest wave of popularity in the history of this nation until now. Because Donald Trump has eclipsed him. I know that makes some lefties mad when I say that, but it's true. So he was right. Barack Obama in 2008, through 2010, rode the biggest wave of popularity probably in presidential history. And what did he do? He did nothing. Did he broker Middle East peace? No. Did he move to, recognize Israel, their ability to move the capital to Jerusalem? No. Did he solve any of the problems of race? Whatever. Look at the things that Donald Trump has done in 47 months, not even a complete term, and look at what Barack Obama's done and ask yourself, what happened? Barack Obama was unfettered for 2 years. He had more power in his slimy little hands than you can imagine, and he accomplished nothing. Black folks that want to blame Trump for something, remember this. Barack Obama had 2 years to get you reparations, to get you 40 acres and a mule, to get you whatever you were looking for, to get you a rap deal, to get you an Escalade, and he got you nothing. And Donald Trump, brokering peace. It turns out, blowing up Iranian generals is a much better peace strategy for the Middle East than shipping cash to Iran, the biggest state sponsor of terror on the planet. Peace through strength. That's what Ronald Reagan said, right? Trust but verify. It worked with North Korea. Where is old big boy? Is he in a coma? I don't know. But if he is, Donald Trump put him there unbeknownst. He didn't do it on purpose because there are people that say he did it on purpose. What a monumental event that occurred the other day with Middle East peace talks with Israel and two other nations, two Arab nations who avowed enemies apparently. And Jared Kushner, by way of his father-in-law, brokers peace between these nations. This is amazing. Nothing from the left, though, for the most part. They can't recognize that. They can't tell you Donald Trump was able to do something Barack Obama couldn't have done in 10 lifetimes. Baby black Jesus couldn't even do it. Yep. It's as if Democrats don't want people to know how great of a president Donald Trump is. It's rather stunning, isn't it? Oh, I got kind of intellectual there for just a moment. I told people years ago, folks, that there are things that bind us all. Let me give you some examples. Music. If you are traveling around the world and you play a piece of music and somebody digs your music, you don't even have to speak the same language. You will speak to each other musically. You know what I'm saying? Math is another one. If you can speak, I could communicate with another engineer or scientist through math if I chose to do it. It would be difficult. I'd rather use English or any other one of the other languages I speak, but you could do that. But the other common currency, folks, is money. And Trump prefers to use money. He prefers to use the U.S. economy, the most prosperous nation ever. Why? Because God made us the most prosperous nation. You want to know why he did it? God made America the most prosperous nation because we know how to use that wealth. We use our wealth to negotiate things to help other countries to keep a level of stability in the world. That is why Donald Trump is the perfect person to be in this place at this time. And that is why America exists, whether you know it or not. That's why we're here. Without us stabilizing the world by putting money here and there and in keeping a level of productivity that keeps us the number one economy in the world goes to heck in a handbasket. And that's what Donald Trump uses to broker peace and prosperity around the world, and he wants to spread it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says Russia is working to disrupt the U.S. presidential election.
Primarily through what we would call malign foreign influence, as opposed to what we saw in 2016, where there was also an effort to target election infrastructure.
Wray telling a House hearing that Moscow's intent is to sow divisiveness in the U.S. election. filings for jobless benefits held nearly steady at 860,000 last week, remaining historically high amid the coronavirus pandemic despite summer hiring. Economist Joel Neroff believes
new claims for unemployment insurance eased again last week, but they remain well above 800,000. That is still an extraordinarily high number and indicates that another 3 million or more employees could lose their jobs this month.
You're listening to USA Radio News. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says a coronavirus vaccine has the potential to be ready by the end of September. Meadows pointing out that Pfizer is in phase 3 of clinical trials. Still, though, a recent USA Today Suffolk poll showed that two-thirds of Americans would not get the coronavirus vaccine. As far as why someone would not get the vaccine, Dr. Oz says,
well, there are different reasons. A lot of people say, hey, if you're doing it at warp speed, which means you rushed it. You know, it normally takes you 5 years. You're going to do it in 6 months. How could that possibly be safe? I mean, it's safe because everyone broke every possible red tape boundary that's usually out there and just made sure we focus on what's important, which is putting a lot of people into a clinical trial.
A 22-year-old Portland man is facing up to 40 years in jail on a federal arson charge for allegedly setting fire to a police precinct on June 26. Video footage given to authorities by a person who chose to remain anonymous were used to identify the suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Because if you could take care, if you were a quartermaster, you can sure and hell take care of running a, you know, a department store thing, you know, where in the second floor of the ladies' department, or whatever. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, Joe. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. .com is where you can find out more about us. The numbers are moving up. I appreciate you guys for spreading the word because the numbers are definitely moving up. They really are. I mean, it ain't enough to write home about, you know, but it's still moving up. I appreciate you. I appreciate you guys letting people know. Don't keep us a secret, okay? I'm not your mistress. So that's Joe Biden. Can you make sense of it? He's talking about quartermasters and ladies' department and jobs. I don't know whether he's talking about people retiring from the military have the ability to go work retail. Who knows? Have you guys seen the Trump commercial that shows Joe Biden then and now? Oh, it's pathetic. Not the commercial is amazing, but I'm saying it's pathetic to watch old crazy Joe just become, he's fodder. The poor dude really doesn't know what's going on. And look, I'm not going to pile on for the sake of a few laughs. I really do feel sorry for Joe Biden because I watched my uncle and my aunt go through dementia. And I was really surprised at what that disease does. Not to mention I have a friend whose mother had dementia. She's a professor. DePaul, and her mother has dementia, or had dementia, and we talked about it. I mean, I didn't see her, my professor friend, that often, but when we would talk, I'd ask, how's her mother? And she says, Kevin, it's really strange. My mother's got dementia. She's got an interesting kind of dementia because she was due to die. You know, they predicted she would die 10 years earlier. But when she got diagnosed with dementia, all of her worry left. And it extended her life. And this was 10 years ago. It may be more than that now. But her mother had lived over 10 years beyond when they said she was likely to die. Because the dementia, in a strange way, recalculated her. You know, recalibrated her, I should say. So, I don't know. But I would just tell you, most Americans, you should be appalled at the idea that the Democrats are running a brain dead guy. Guy that's obviously, I mean, to say diminished capacity is a joke. Joe Biden tucks this dude in at night. I'm telling you. It's sickening. He's damaged goods, a shell of the man that he used to be, and Dr. Jill. Now, by the way, you should go look into Dr. Jill, who's got her doctor's of education degree, which is, of course, is, I mean, worth what toilet. You got toilet paper in your house? Well, during the pandemic, it was worth more than Dr. Jill's degree. I'll just put it that way. And I've already said to you guys, this is about her vanity. She wants to be president. The people around her want to be president, Nancy Pelosi and others, Kamala Harris. They've selected Joe Biden in the hopes they can get him over the finish line, and then everything else takes into place. That's why the dude, Joe Biden himself the other day actually said, Harris-Biden ticket. He actually said that. I mean, you have to understand how demented you are. You're running on the ticket. You know it's the Biden-Harris ticket, but your brain won't let you say it. Now, I get it with dyslexics. But Biden is not dyslexic. His brain is firing in different synapses at different times in ways that he's never believed because the dude is sick. I'll put it this way, and I've said this before. If Donald Trump or Biden, I wouldn't vote for him. He would have never been selected to run for the Republicans. Conservative Americans, we are not morons. We won't put a man with dementia in the White House. But the Democrats have much lower standards than we do, as Baby Black Jesus, their previous choice, indicates. They will put anybody in the White House that fits the bill, that meets whatever the narrative is of the day. And in the case of Barack Obama, they just needed their light-skinned Negro. In the case of Hillary Clinton, anybody but Trump. And now we find, yet again, they have reached lower into the barrel than Hillary Clinton, and they selected Joe Biden, a dude who's got brain damage. Oh, man. So, in Donald Trump's video, to campaign ad, it says, what happened to Joe Biden? So, I'm going to give you the answer. First is his age. Some people age better than other people. Trump clearly ages better than Biden. Clearly. Trump ages better than Obama. He looks better than Obama, and he's 20 years older than Obama. Trump... I said, Biden is aging in dog years, and Donald Trump is aging backwards. I mean, it's crazy, but he is. The dude looks more youthful than he did 4 years ago. The only president in history that can say that. He looks more youthful. Biden looks and acts old. His handlers want to present him as youthful, but they can't. He walks and talks old. Here's what Politico said about Biden back in 2019. They said, New York Times, Washington Post, Politico, CNN, The Atlantic, Associated Press, Slate, just about every other premium low-rent outlet you can name has crossed the ageism line to ask the too-old question in recent articles about Joe Biden, age 76, often in the headline itself. These pieces render judgment on Biden's physical stamina, dang good, verbal skills, he's a little mush-mouth. Processing speed. Seems a tad lost sometimes. Memory. Better on stuff that happened 30 years ago than 5 years ago. And tendency to gaffe. You have to ask. But after tallying Biden's repeated stumbles, miscues, mental lapses, journalists tend to retreat from calling Biden too infirmed to run the White House. The greater press taboo, it seems, isn't answering the question about Biden, but answering it. The press corps' refusal to resolve the question has made Biden's age and his state of mental and physical fitness and the primary lens through which it views his candidacy. Was he rusty on the debate stage? Washington Post columnist Karen Timolte asked, or bewildered at finding himself there? Was it a minor slip of the tongue when he told debate viewers to go to Joe 3030 or whatever instead of text Joe to 30330? Or does he not know how texting works? Were Biden's debate comebacks tellingly slow off the mark, as the New York Times put it? Or did he consciously decide the best way to fend off Kamala and Cory Booker's punches was to rope-a-dope? Now, this was back in 2009. Slate. In 2009, here's what they said. Biden's problem wasn't a single bad moment. It's not that he showed hardly of any of the old skills that once made him such a relatable public presence. He didn't talk to the audience so much as recite. Alternatively, shouting and wobbling through stretches of accomplishments or proposals, during which his grammar and syntax seemed to get increasingly confused as he went along. take the rip that followed after moderator Chuck Todd as suggested his talk of bipartisanship in Washington was outdated. It does sound as if you haven't seen what's been happening in the United States Senate over the last 12 years, to which Biden responded, I've seen what happened. Just since we were vice president, we needed 3 votes to pass in the $800 billion Recovery Act that kept us from going into the Depression. I got 3 votes changed. We needed to be able to keep the government from shutting down and going bankrupt. I got Mitch McConnell to raise taxes $600 billion by raising the top rate. As recently as after President got elected, I was able to put together a coalition of Cures Act. That billions of dollars going to cancer research, bipartisan. But sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes you have to go out and beat them. I went into 20 states, over 60 candidates, and guess what? We beat them. And they said, it's not the pure logorrhea of a Trump soliloquy. Instead, it's a guy reaching for his canned response and losing himself if he goes along. You can see the potholes opening up his sentences as he keeps going. Now, this is what the favorable media wrote of Joe Biden. A year later, folks, things are, they've worsened. You'd be hard-pressed to find. But here's what's interesting. You can't find these 20, what they were writing about him in 2019, and at least alluding to some of this, you can't find anything about Biden's age, nothing. They've dismissed it as if it's non-existent as something to think about. But the problem remains for the Democrats and their minions because Biden is going to be Biden. You ain't black. Or what about the Latinos? You vote differently. Blacks are monolithic. So what's the second part of the reason why Biden's got struggles? His brain surgeries. 2 occasions in 1988. February of that year, he had an aneurysm. Then some sort of a pinched nerve and a viral infection. Said he felt pain he couldn't believe, etc. Then they had to come back in and fix it in May of 1988. He's had a knife to his brain twice. And people want to dismiss it on the left. His oldest son died of brain cancer. Look, folks, this isn't me making this stuff up. This is Joe Biden. He's got serious issues with his brain. It may run in the family for all. It's like bad teeth. I don't know. But people talk about it. His slurring of the speech. Jumbled words without meaning. Meaning, making up words, etc. It's embarrassing. And the Democrats don't have the heart to say, let it go, Joe. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Presidential health or health of a candidate is going to be on the table, of course, as it always is. And I've been someone always asking for that. I've seen a lot about your health, being in good health. What do you think should come out or be the attention regarding Vice President Biden?
Well, I think we have to be in good health. I'll tell you what, this is a very important job, to put it mildly. There's nothing like it. And I will also say, and I think I've had to work harder than others because I've been attacked from fronts that nobody ever got attacked on, you know, with fake investigations, fake Russia, Russia, Ukraine. I mean, nobody's gone through, and yet I've done more than any president in the first 3 years in history. There's no president that's done what we've done with rebuilding the military, the judges. We'll be up to almost 300 judges, including two great Supreme Court judges, at the end of this term. So it's really something that's been great, but you need stamina. You need physical health, and you need mental health. And because you have so much fake news, every once in a while you'd say, first they'd say, he wants to take over the world, he's going to take over the world, he's a dictator. The next day they'll say, he's crazy. The next day they'll say, oh, he's incompetent. The next day they'll say something. So the last time I was at the hospital, probably a year ago, a little less than a year ago, I asked the doctor, I said, is there some kind of a cognitive test that I could take? Because I've been hearing about it. Because I want to shut these people up. They're fake news. They make up stories. I mean, like, I'll do an interview with you. I didn't say you can't ask me about this. I say, ask me anything. I did one with Chris Wallace. He was nice enough to say. He said, I just want to tell the audience there was no question that's off bounds. Okay, and he's a tough cookie. And it was a good interview. I liked it. I enjoyed it. And it was good. But I didn't say, you can only ask this. You can only ask. We have to be sharp. If you're in the office of the presidency, we have to be sharp. So they were saying all these different things. It was going all over. Whichever stuck, none of it stuck, fortunately. But one of the reasons it didn't is that I took a test. I said to the doctor, it was Dr. Ronnie Jackson, I said, is there some kind of a test? An acuity test. And he said, there actually is, and he named it, whatever it might be. And it was 30 or 35 questions. The first questions are very easy. The last questions are much more difficult, like a memory question. It's now, Joe should take that test because something's going on.
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but, I mean, I'm so forward-looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There are going to be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
Nothing they can ask me that I won't give them a proper answer to. Some people will like it. Some people won't like it.
I agree with that.
But look,
you answer the question.
Let Biden sit through an interview like this. He'll be on the ground crying for mommy. He'll say, mommy, mommy, please take me home.
Well, we've asked him for an interview, sir.
He can't do an interview. He's incompetent.
$1.2 billion. So you go ahead and you stack spaghetti sauce at a store in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who runs the... brings out the carts on a forklift. What happened? And I had a nurse at Walter Reed Hospital who would bend down and whisper in my ear.
Wow.
And go home and get me pillows. They would make sure they'd actually, probably nothing ever taught in, you can't do it in the COVID time, but they'd actually breathe in my nostrils to make me move, to get me moving. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it, more lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years. You know, I believe we have an opportunity not only to climb out of this awful hole, but to start building back better for the kind of economy we need for the future.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. Just a few of the literally dozens of clips of Joe Biden that show that this guy is in deep kimchi when it comes to having any type of cognitive abilities. And it's a shame that the Democrats want to run this man for president. I truly feel sorry for him. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to let up. Not at all. I played a clip earlier of him rambling about quartermasters and something else. The guy is in left field.
Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to, the KevinJacksonShow.com. And you can reach us at 844-551-8255. I was highlighting different people back in 2019 talking about Joe Biden's debate performance. He seemed sleepy and all this. Now Donald Trump is saying he needs to be drug tested. Before I debate him, I want to make sure he is of sound mind and body and it is not through some chemicals that he's able to stand on stage. And I mean, not that it's going to help him. As I said, Joe Biden, prior to his, brain maladies and whatever else he's going through, was already a flawed candidate. But impaired? Now, friends of mine are saying, Kevin, you know, let's not downplay Biden too hard, because if he performs okay during the debate, that we run the risk of, you know, people going, well, see, he's not that bad. Don't worry. Joe Biden, this isn't made up. This isn't something where we're like, hey, let's start a disinformation campaign against Joe Biden and it'll make people think he's crazy. Joe Biden is legitimately going through something. Anybody that, look, Alzheimer's, some form of dementia, we've all dealt with it, for the most part. We've all dealt with it in one form or another. We can recognize it. And we recognize it here. Guy's been under the knife twice. I ended the last segment talking about his slurred speech. His speech production deficits, meaning he can't find those words. I'll be honest with you. As a radio show host, I'm trying to remember stuff. You know, there's so many different details about things. And you guys hear me. I don't brush over it. I'll go, what's the word? What's the word? It's a word 10 years ago I would have popped into my brain. Your brain loses elasticity. The same way your cornea hardens in your eyes and you need readers. The same way that your ligaments start to dry up and you're not as flexible and you start to have that old person walk. You feel it. If you're anywhere north of 50, I guarantee you know what I'm talking about. You're sore getting up in the morning. Your circulation doesn't work as well. All kinds of things. You remember those commercials that were for old people that you now pay attention to? I mean, when you start paying attention to burial commercials, you know.
Yeah. You know, I think I need to start looking at some burial commercials, some burial insurance.
It's just true. It is part of the evolution of life. Your brain, when you're, 20 years old and you see you can own your plot at this cemetery. You're like, man, you're clicking through those channels. When you get over 50, you stop. You start stopping it, gout and all kinds of crazy stuff. It's true. Anyway, Biden absolutely slurs his words. Speech deficit, jumbles words. I mean, the guy, and then he jumped. I mean, it's one thing to go life, liberty, and as I joke, life, liberty, and well, you know the deal, you know the rest. But then he jumps around, and not like I jump around because I know I'm going to go to this subject or that subject. He jumps around because his mind is playing, chase the ball, chase the ball, chase the ball, chase the ball. It's horrible to watch. He makes up words. He speaks in short sentences, and he's all. Think about the pauses. Again, not because he's the train of thought. Well, it is partially that he's thinking about something else, but his mind isn't keeping up. My mind can keep up. Don't look at me like that. My producers are looking at me like, and I get it. I'm aging. I freely admit it, but that's why I play Sudoku. That's why I do things to challenge the brain. I want some brain elasticity before all this is over with. But Biden, man, it's not. The age of 77, his brain damage is worsening. And Trump has been humane about it. He's helping Biden realize, hey, it's time to hang up the gloves. This is why Barack Obama told Biden, don't run, man. It's just too bad that Biden and the Democrats didn't take Obama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.